pizza, honey?
Yes, I'll turn it to
you. You can have that, but I can't keep it nice and warm. If you need it a little bit.
This appears to be the first part of the main body moving toward the Morehouse College campus.
No.
The Morehouse College Glee Club has already opened the program here with the prelude, improvisations on Negro spirituals. It will apparently continue. Surely must be to the area of 40,000 by this time, with another large group yet to come in the main procession. Several of the ministers who are in the crowd, and also members of the Black Action Committee, acting as the marshals on the grounds, have been moving through the guests who are seated here and have been pouring water for them. These are the marchers who came to the first contingent. Ostensibly the seats are for the marchers, but of course there are not that many seats. And the vast majority of them will be standing if they can find some room to stand when they do arrive on the college campus. Across the street from the college campus and lining the street where the cart that contains the casket and also the body of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. will be drawn. The streets are lined. There are residences across the street from the campus, and their porches are almost covered. Again, the Morehouse College Glee Club. I'm told that the procession is almost here, very, very near the campus of Morehouse College now, and very shortly we will see at least the leading. We see them on the monitor now. And they are said to be only one half block away at this time. Here you begin to see now the great numbers of people who have lined the street, who have not even tried to come in onto the campus grounds because of the crowd here. And are obviously standing along the street to pay their respects as the body of Dr. Martin Luther King is carried by on the cart drawn by two mules.
Oh, that my faith.
small bottle. I want to take some of that nice
garlic. Almost simultaneously with the end of that selection by the Morehouse Glee Club, it would seem that the cortege has arrived just outside. Just outside of the entrance to the college campus. There are several nurses working their way through this huge crowd on the campus, and I am told that there are several Red Cross stations set up around the campus, and as there have been several along the route of march, but I am told that some 21 people have succumbed to the heat, apparently fainting heat stroke. But
we can now see coming through the opening of the gate now, the flags which immediately preceded the coffin, and just outside the gate we're finally able to see ourselves, the mules which drew the farm wagon which carried the body of Dr. King. It has stopped just outside the gate, possibly some 300 feet away from the dais where Dr. King's body will be laid during this ceremony.
The people from the march, John Dancy, are working on in toward the back end of the side of the crowd. You can see a sort of a swirl of people coming. Now, those who are seated in the section of chairs have gotten to their feet. Reverend Ralph Abernathy is at the head, about 15, 20 feet ahead of the flags. Followed by some flowers. Still dressed in his robes, his minister's robes. Senator and Mrs. Robert Kennedy are seen on the street as they're arriving and are just about to enter the campus grounds. And now comes a scene somewhat similar to that outside the Ebenezer Baptist Church earlier today, as the dignitaries attempted to get through the crush of humanity there.
Attempting to remove the coffin from the horse-drawn wagon, and it appears that many people are pressing forward to touch the coffin as it passes.
Yet the truth alone is strong. Though a portion scaffold and upon the throne be wrought. Yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God within the scaffold, keeping watch above his own. I am the resurrection and the life, saith the Lord. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoffer. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever your father are not strong, but like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the church, nor sinners in the congregation of righteousness. The Lord knoweth the way of righteousness, but the way of the ungodly perish. For what it is to die, but to stand next in the wind and the melt in the sun? And what
the active pallbearers are Milton Cornelius, Jethro English, Howard Dowdy, the Reverend C.K. Steele, the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, the Reverend Jesse Jackson, and the Reverend Fred C. Bennett, and honorary members, the Board of Deacons of the Ebenezer Baptist Church, the Southern Christian Leadership Conference staff, and men of the clergy.
Brief were my days among you, and briefer still the words I have spoken. But should my voice fade in your ears, and my love vanish in your memory, then I will come again, and with a richer heart and lips more yielding to the Spirit will I speak. Yea, I shall return with the tide, and though death may hide me, and the greater silence enfold me, yet again will I seek your understanding, and not in vain will I seek. If aught I have said is truth, that truth shall reveal itself in a clearer voice, in words more kin to your thoughts.
This is Reverend Ralph Abernathy again.
For it is in giving that we receive. It is in parting that we are parted. It is in dying that we are born again to eternal life. You have heard it said of old, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But a new commandment give I unto thee, them that curse you, and pray for them that despitefully use you. Listen to the words of the prophet as he says unto us, let justice roll down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. May we live with the hope and faith of Martin Luther King and of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. But every valley shall be exalted, the hills and mountains shall be made low, the crooked straight, the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. And I, John, saw a new heaven and a new earth, the holy city coming down from God, our heavenly Father. Who are these and from whence do they come? These are they who have washed their robes white in the blood of the Lamb. They are coming up from the north. They are coming up from the south. They are coming up from the east. They are coming up from the west. They are coming up out of great tribulation and hard trials. What can I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows now unto the Lord in the presence of all of his people. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth forever. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the weapons of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down as the green grass, and they shall wither as the green earth. Trust in the Lord.
What's that mean, really?
And do good. And verily,
have to come through there to get this.
Thou shalt be fed. Once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in the strife of truth with falsehood, for the good or evil side. Some great cause, some great decision offering each the bloom of life. And the choice goes by forever. Twixt that darkness and that light. Then decide which truth is noble when we share her wretched crust. Here her cause bring fame and profit, and 'tis prosperous to be just. Then it is the brave man chooses, while the coward stands aside. Tell the multitude, make virtue of the faith they had denied. Amen. Bishop Wilkes and Dr. Gardner C. Taylor, please come forward to the roster, please.
They're so good, they're almost there to get in here.
This is my book about women.
This sad day was drawing to an end.
The ground.
Yeah, that's wrong.
The grave is too narrow.
This would be itchy, though, if you don't wear something under it.
But we commit his body.
It's actually.
To the ground.
Yeah, that's it.
No coffin. No ship. No vault.
This is where you can see to the grave.
No stone can hold his victim. But we commit his body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust.
He's not going in a grave, though.